Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's Lou Reed versus Groove Finder, Satellite of Love. Not everybody's cup of tea, that one, but I quite like it. And we're playing it because we're sort of talking satellites. Well, we're talking The Marvellous Mechanic and the Satellite Catastrophe with Keith Hatton, who's written the book. Good morning, Keith.
Hi, morning.
And Stuart Harris, who's illustrated the book.
Hi.
Now, Keith, this is your second book, is that right?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And it's the first one, a children's book as well.
It is, yeah. It's called The Christmas Emergency. So it's a Christmas book, surprisingly enough, yeah.
And why children?
Well, I used to be a teacher. I was a teacher for 10 years, and I was just inspired to write something that was good for teachers to use as a resource, as well as something exciting for kids. I used to love writing as well when I was a kid. I used to write things for my sisters and my mum and my dad. I've just had that kind of creative spirit for a while, and I rekindled it after I finished teaching.
So. And I suppose, having taught, you know what children like, what appeals to them.
Oh, I like to think so, yeah. I've got lots of nieces and nephews, and just recently had a little baby boy as well.
Oh,
which is very exciting. Yeah, and this book actually is dedicated to him.
Oh,
yeah.
So where did you get the idea? The story, it's called The Marvellous Mechanic and the Satellite Catastrophe. So what's it about and where did you get the idea?
Well, it's about Millie, who is the marvellous mechanic. She's an amazing young woman who, when I initially thought, you know, what would I like to write, I was thinking about stereotypes and how I'd like to kind of turn them upside down. And I just thought of, you know, you don't see many female mechanics, so let's give that a go. Just trying to make it exciting. So she makes these machines that sort of double up. They're multifunctional, and she hears the news on the radio on her kind of wacky...
strange radio made out of bits of other radios and things like that.
And she goes off and tries to rescue people or save the world in some way. And in this story, there's a satellite that's hurtling down to Earth out of control. And she uses her brand new car that she's fixed up to rocket boost up into space.
Yeah, if only.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What age group is this aimed at then?
I think it really depends. It's quite a tricky one to gauge, but I think it's sort of for year 3-4s, so sort of 7 to 8 year olds, which is the perfect age. But you could buy it for younger kids and read it to younger kids. It's got quite challenging vocabulary. The aim was to produce a picture book that wasn't just for babies. You know, I think a lot of people look at picture books and think that they're just for little ones, but this one's not. It's got a lot of... I really thought about linking it to the curriculum and the sentence structure and the punctuation and the vocabulary. So it would be a really useful resource, I think, for teachers as well as for parents.
And as you say, a picture book, pictures are very important for that age group. So you needed to find an illustrator. How did you do that? How did you find this man sitting
really
next to you?
It was really tricky. It was really tricky. Well, actually... I know Stuart because Stuart's my next door neighbour, which is
convenient.
Yeah, it's very convenient. But I didn't know that he was an illustrator because I thought he was a musician.
You do look like a musician, if I have to say.
I have, yes. It's not my first time in the studio, I have to say.
Are you a musician?
I am a musician.
Okay, we'll come back to
a few local bands, but...
go on, give us some names.
Oh, The Scissors, mainly. Jackie and Jeff. Until recently, the 720, but they've now sort of decamped to New York.
Excellent.
Oh, there's all sorts, yes.
Yeah,
he's multi-talented.
Yeah, so you thought he was a musician, lived next door to you, thought he was a musician.
And then we invited our neighbours around for Christmas drinks. And of course, I was showing off my new Christmas book that I'd managed to produce and showed it to Stuart, who sat there quite quietly, looking through. I was wondering why he was sort of combing, looking at the illustrations in such detail, you know, and he had a lot to say about it. And then we got talking. He said that he's an illustrator,
as well as a graphic designer, which is my main thing.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And immediately I thought, well, I've got stories. I think this story would be perfect for you.
Hit the
we talked a little bit about making sort of steampunky and a bit alternative, and he just jumped straight on board and
I loved
totally
it
got it.
When I read it, just the opportunity for all these sort of machines made out of bits of other machines and the whole sort of upcycling and recycling aspect of it. I thought, well, I can have some fun with this with these strange hybrid vehicles that she imagines.
Where do you start when you're illustrating a book? Something like that kind of takes you in, but you have to visualise what the central character looks like, what the world looks like.
All of those things and both, really. Well, the character first. I mean, so I did some sketches of what Millie might look like and little details like she has a bolt in her hair as a...
sort of a hairband.
And then the car, because there aren't many human characters in the story, so I sort of tried to turn the sports car, which seems to be her kind of best friend in the story, and her radio, give them very much personalities, not sort of anthropomorphising them too much, and they don't talk or anything, but just so that they have very distinct identities, I suppose, and personalities in the pictures.
And often with the pictures, they're as much for the adults as for the children, aren't they? The adults can pick up little extra things in the pictures that they can talk about in addition to what's in the text.
Yes, I mean, I tried to sneak little things into the sort of into the corners. I mean, kids love that, and when they're looking at picture books, it's sort of spotting hidden things. Like she has a one of her tool tidies, where is a kind of a bear that's holding these screwdrivers and tools and that.
He appears.
And there's
at different times.
He's there, yeah.
So how long would it take you to illustrate a book like this? How many pages is this?
About 28 pages or something,
isn't
it? I mean, it took me about a month and a half, but I was working on, I had other jobs on as well, other sort of more conventional design jobs.
That seems quite quick to me.
I was aiming, I had to do it quite fast.
It seemed quick to me as well. Yeah. I was really impressed.
Because these are beautiful illustrations.
Oh, thank you.
They are.
Yeah, I found a way of working that was quite fast, relatively. So it was sort of doing them in pencils, like heavy, sort of like a 6B or an 8B, I think, and then scanning that in and whacking up the contrast and then colouring them digitally.
And how closely did you work together? Did you give him freedom, artistic freedom, or were you consulting all the time? Do you think Millie looks like this?
Yeah, sort of pinging back and forth, I suppose. Yeah, well, I was each page that I'd done. I mean, I did thumbnails of the whole book first and sent them over. And
It's so exciting. You get an email from Stuart. And you know it's going to be another page in the book. It's very exciting.
And brings it to life for you.
Yeah, and I just liked what his initial ideas were, and saw some of his other work, and totally trusted him to do a good job. And we just sort of looked at it, and there are a few little details that I maybe suggested, but didn't have to do an awful lot because I think he got it.
Changes.
So once you had the illustrations, you got the text, then you decided to self-publish.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
Well, I'm not really willing to sit and wait for somebody else to make a decision on something that I think's good. So I just want to get on and do it. It's kind of entrepreneurial, I suppose. I've bought all the books myself. All the publicity promotion is my work, and with a bit of support from people close to me. I just wanted to get on with it. I just thought it was a really good idea. I wanted to produce my own book, have, like anybody else, have my name on a book, and to work with different illustrators. The Christmas Emergency was actually illustrated by somebody different, Joanna Cooper, and just to work with lots of different people who have different sort of perspectives on things.
So is it easy? Is it an easy process, self-publishing? I mean, an expensive process?
It's relatively expensive. And no, it's not easy. There's a lot of hurdles along the way. I think my biggest problem was trying to get it printed. So the initial, the Christmas Emergency book, getting it printed and finding a good but not too expensive printer, because I was ending up having to, I went to some local printers and I would have had to have spent £15 or something on a book for each book, even though I was buying them in bulk. So that was quite a tricky process, and there's been some kind of bumps in the roads, me thinking, well, maybe this is a bit of a silly idea. But once you have a product and you've done it once, then you know what to do, and then you know who to speak to as well. So I think it's the initial doing it for the first time, and then you're sort of on the way.
And this is obviously, to go through all that, this was something you really wanted to be in print,
yeah,
to be out
I'm,
there. It looks beautiful.
I just really love it. And there's so many, that this one sort of sets up a sequel, if not more than that. Mm. And that's what I think is great about it, because kids could read it and think, oh, I wonder what will happen next. Mm. And they could write the sequel. You know, that's what, when I'm getting to schools, I'm encouraging kids to think, like, what might happen next, and, you know, what's Millie's backstory and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so you are going into schools with this, and what kind of reaction are you having?
Good, really good one, reactions. There was one girl we were just talking about who asked, is Millie an introvert?
Oh.
Yeah. That was a year four child, and I hadn't really thought about it, but actually, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think she's a little bit.
Yeah,
you know, she's saving the world from her workshop garage and staying out of the limelight.
And that makes just comments and questions. It makes things a bit more complex, and I start thinking about, or maybe I could write something to do with that, or maybe we need to introduce some other characters to make her seem a little bit less introverted, or mm-hmm. does it really matter whether mm-hmm. she is? But generally, yeah, the kids are really, really intrigued by the stories, and they have so many questions. So many questions.
And what's been their reaction to the fact that she's a mechanic?
Well, it's interesting to talk about stereotypes for kids. Mm-hmm. I don't think they really even thought about it. I think I had to ask that question.
Well, that's encouraging, isn't it?
Yeah, that is encouraging. Mm. There were quite a lot of questions about her leg, because she has a blade on her foot. So they asked, like, what, you know, why does she have that? And again, that's quite an interesting one, because there's no mention of it in the words in the story. It's just within the pictures.
Oh, yes, yeah, she
so
does,
got
yes.
prosthetic legs, so yes, we just got to, we put that in so that it's just got a normalising disability, really. That was the thought of that.
Yes, and it's not mentioned in the text.
It's not mentioned in the text
just
at all.
She is.
It's not holding her
it's
back.
It's just matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah.
So what next for you, then? You talked about a sequel. Will you guys work together again?
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah,
we need the book to be a success, really, and only a relative success. I'm not looking at the moment to break into the, you know, the world for books.
Yeah,
selling,
so I mean, how would you measure success?
Just to sell the batch of books that I have at the moment, which is only 400 books, so it doesn't sound like very, very many. And then once we've done that, then the relatively small profits can then go into another project. So it's not necessarily about making profits, it's about the idea and the vision, you know. And there is another book on the way, not actually illustrated by Stuart, but it's called Agent Purple Panda and the Rogue Penguin. I like my long titles.
Yes.
But again, that's one that could have a sequel. It's I have already written quite a few other stories for Agent Purple Panda and Marvelous Mechanic as well. So, you know, if they're successful, then we can move on and do some
brilliant
more.
Pandas and penguins, what's not to like
exactly,
about that?
Exactly, yeah.
And what about you, Stuart? What are you up to, music and illustrating wise?
All sorts, really. Just done a poster for a rather weird London theatre production, which is like a comedy horror musical. all sorts of stuff. I mean, there's such variety of work, actually, which is why I love doing.
I was going to say, that must be really nice. Yeah, doing something different almost every day.
Yeah, it's you know, things for sort of local charities as well. Lots of music-related stuff. Obviously, I do quite a lot of kind of band logos, record sleeves, you know, merch, T-shirt designs, that kind of stuff as well. So,
brilliant job.
Yeah, and he's very talented.
Very talented. Well, this looks a lovely book. And if people are interested in getting hold of it, it's hattonpublishing.com.
That's right, yeah. Mm-hmm. And just head to the bookstore. It's not available on Amazon or anything like that, mainly because of costs and things like that at the moment. So that's the main way that you can buy it. And also, if you want to contact me in any way, you can just go to the contact page on there. You might want me to come into school to talk to some kids, or you just might have a question about the book.
Yeah.
Happy to take your questions.
Well, lovely to meet you both.
Thank you.
Well done with the book. It does look beautiful. And good luck with the second one and with all your various ventures.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.